Duke Robillard, it's great to have you on the phone and to be speaking with you about your upcoming gig at Chan's. That is actually tomorrow night, Friday night, August 5th.
August 5th, yes.
Great. You, of course, are one of the things that Rhode Island is famous for, like the old song says, as is John Chan. And you've played at Chan's so many times. I've seen you at Chan's so many times. I've played with you at Chan's.
I've been playing there since the 80s.
Wow. You are playing in a little bit of a different format Friday night. Tell us about what's going to happen Friday night at Chan's.
Well, the idea is that we're going to do a trio format, which used to be for many, many, many years was the way I worked in a three-piece band. And a couple of my guys happened to be out of town, and I thought, well, why not go back and just review, you know, that part of my career, the 80s and 90s. I was most of that time I was a trio. So we're going to go back and review some of my old material from my old albums, but also, you know, just some different blues material, maybe even a little bit of swing material, and just kind of put the accent on my guitar and see what happens, you know.
That sounds great.
You know, it's a little scary because I haven't done trio in a long time, but I'm prepping up for it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds fantastic. If you're just joining us right now, I'm speaking with Duke Robillard. Duke will be playing at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Friday night. That's August 5th. That's tomorrow night, in fact. And Duke is talking about reframing and revisiting some of his older material and an older format that he used to play in, a trio format. I love the idea of that. You know, I was talking to somebody else about this recently, the idea of taking something very familiar and reframing it, and then it looks different. So if you put, you know, a picture in a new frame, if you take a diamond and put it in a new setting, suddenly it looks different. Something that you knew that well, but because of the frame, the reframing, it looks different. And it sounds like that's what you're doing.
It is. And, you know, with Marty Ballou on bass and Mark Saxera on drums, I kind of can't miss, you know, because we've been playing, Marty and I go way back. And also, Marty's been playing with me quite a while now in my current band, and Mark Texera has been with me about almost 20 years, actually probably more than 20 years. So we kind of know each other well, and they can follow anywhere I might go. If I take a left turn, they're going to be right there with me, you know.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, it is. So I'm anxious to do it and try some different things. Try some of my old tunes that I haven't done in years and years, and it should be a lot of fun.
I know that everybody's really looking forward to it. I know that you may have some guests stopping by.
There is a possibility of that. I'm not sure exactly if that's going to happen or who it will be. I've got feelers out for a few people, but I'm not sure, because now we just do one show at Chan's. It's one longer show rather than two sets. And so, the idea of guests is something that may happen, may not happen.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Also, you know, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Duke Robillard. Duke Robillard, one of the premier guitarists, I'd say in the world. I'm not even going to say blues guitarists. But you, Duke, have had quite a career. And just to review quickly for folks who might not be familiar with all the different things that you've done, I mean, you were one of the founding members of Roomful of Blues, of course. You've played with Eric Clapton, or maybe we should say he was lucky enough to play with you. Bob Dylan was lucky enough.
I, I have to correct you because I didn't play with Clapton.
Oh, pardon me.
I don't know where that came from, but, you know, people say things, or people have even come up to me and said, I saw you do this when I didn't. But Bob Dylan, yes, I was a member of his band, and I'm on one of his biggest records, Time Out of Mind.
Well.
So I also toured with Tom Waits.
Tell us some other tidbits.
Well, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, I was a member of that band for 2.5 years when Jimmy Vaughan left, playing with and producing some of the real stars of rhythm and blues and swing era jazz, like Jay McShann, people like Herb Ellis, jazz guitarist Herb Ellis. I have 2 albums with him.
Johnny Adams.
Well, that's like one of my favorite things I've ever done, is record with Johnny Adams. And also people like Roscoe Gordon, Billy Boy Arnold, Pine Top Perkins. There's so many. I'd have to have the list in front of me because I can't keep them all in my memory.
It's such a huge and vast landscape that you're a part of. And when I think about you and your work, I think about the fact that you are a bridge to, you know, the originators, the people that started this music that we love so much. Of course, they were adapting it for music that they had heard when they were younger. But then these people that you're mentioning now, they were the founders and originators of this music. Then people like you come along, and you're a bridge. Speaking of reframing things, because part of what you do, not only, you know, faithfully reproduce it, it isn't that so much. It's that you're reinterpreting it, but keeping it alive so that it's there for the next generation of people who might want to look. And I think that that is so important. It gets overlooked, the importance of that task, that job, that responsibility, being the bridge. Do you think of yourself in that way ever?
Well, I sort of do. I grew up, I got into music really early, and I realized that blues, country music, you know, real original country music, the honky-tonk stuff, all kinds of blues and rhythm and blues, swing era, big band music, New Orleans jazz, 50s, even bebop, all of that had a connection, and that connection was the blues form. And there's so much of it that is connected in so many ways. And it was always a big thing for me to identify how they were connected. It was just a natural thing that I picked up on. And, you know, some people don't see that. But if you're looking at the musical form, you can see how the 12 bar, a different variations of it, blues form, was used in rock and roll, you know, country music, jazz, blues. You know, it's just so much of it is influenced by that.
That is so true.
And they're all true parts of my makeup. I started off learning rockabilly and early rock and roll guitar. Then I went on to study blues and all the different types of blues, from way back to New Orleans stuff, through the Mississippi Delta stuff, through the Chicago blues, through more modern things when B.B. King and Albert King and people like that came along with putting horns in their band, and Albert Collins, all those kind of people. I've just followed the whole thing, and it's to me, it's all very connected.
Absolutely.
Even though to a lot of people don't see it that way, but it really is, and it is part of my job, is to keep all of those musics and the style that they were originated in, to keep that alive, because I don't believe any music is dead. If you can play it and play it, you know, in a stylistic way that might be older, but put new life in it by just playing it well, playing your own solos, writing your own songs, that keeps that style of music alive. It doesn't have to be, you know, that Delta blues is not alive, or anything. You know, New Orleans jazz. I play sometimes with the New Black Eagle Jazz Band, and they play as authentic as you can play that music. And, you know, they're as, you know, they're as strong today as any jazz band of that nature, you know. So it's all connected. It's all American, and that's, you know, what I love about American music.
It's so true what you're saying. You know, Mary Lou Williams, of course, she felt exactly the same way, that the blues was the basis of all of it. Did you ever meet her?
Oh, no, I never had, but I've been a big fan of her forever.
Me too. She was very clear about exactly what you just said, and I think that that is absolutely the truth. And that kind of brings me, just to remind everyone once again, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Duke Robillard. He has a show at Chan's tomorrow night, Friday night. But of course, you don't have to wait to hear Duke Robillard. You can hear Duke Robillard every Saturday right here on 90.5 WICN, Duke's Mood Room, Saturdays at 4 p.m. You share your own personal collection of music with us. As I understand it, most of it's 78s, and you personally digitize them. And then that's what I hear on your Saturday show, your love for this huge, vast collection of music that we have that you just called American music. How did you first start listening to music at all? Where did it come from in your household?
Well, you know, it's funny. My parents, neither one were musical, although my father's father, reportedly, I never met him, he died before I was born, but reportedly played old French Canadian reels and that kind of music on a fiddle and played the harmonica, putting it in his mouth and tonguing it at the same time. And wow. I heard that he danced too while he did it.
Wow, that sounds like quite an act.
Yeah, it must have been. So, you know, they skipped a generation with me. Of course, I had an uncle, my mother's brother, played bass at a country band. And, you know, so I heard this music when I was growing up, country music via my uncle. But I also, the very first memory that I have, and I think I was in diapers on the kitchen floor. And I remember late afternoon, I remember the way the sunlight looked through the blinds and the window. And there was big band music playing on the radio. And I was born in 48, so if it was like 48, 49, I imagine those were oldies of that day, because, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10 years earlier was the big band era. So I believe what I heard was In the Mood, Glenn Miller. I really believe, because it stuck in my head and as a baby. And I also realized in country music, when I heard Hank Williams, that it had similar chord progressions. I don't know. I didn't know the word chord. Well, to really explain it, my whole thing about this is that I believe I was a musician in a former life. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only explanation for all the things that I seem to know about before I was developed enough to even talk. You
wow.
know,
that's
I
awesome.
I believe that, you know.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit. I do know that that experience of having something that you really have no experience with be way too familiar. I have that experience in my life as well, so I completely believe you. I believe that can happen. And I know that we're sure lucky that it did happen for you. I love that story of you, a little baby on the kitchen floor in diapers with the sunlight coming through in just the right way in the afternoon and hearing In the Mood. Like, I can see that movie playing in my mind right now. I love that so much. But I think I can safely say that you will not be appearing in a diaper at Chan's tomorrow night. Is that correct?
And I won't be playing In the Mood. I'll be playing with my trio, with Marty Ballou and Mark Texera, and playing some rock and blues for you.
But you will be in the mood to play rock and blues.
Oh, that is guaranteed.
Well, that's awesome. So make sure that you check out Duke Robillard's Mood Room here on 90.5 WICN every Saturday at 4 p.m. And double make sure that you head down to Chan's Friday night, August 5th. Is it an 8 p.m. Showtime?
8 p.m., yeah.
And they'll be doing one long set. There may or may not be some special guests, including yours truly, who may make the trek down there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, because I think that that trio idea, it gives you so much room to try different things. You know, it's wonderful to have more people in the band, the piano, the horns, but especially with musicians of this caliber, you and Marty Ballou and Mark Texier, the three of you have known each other for so long. You've been playing together for so long. You're all such incredibly consummate musicians. I am really excited to hear what you guys are going to lay down for us at Chan's Friday night.
All right.
Thanks so much calling in, Duke. I really appreciate that chance to speak with you, and I hope to see you tomorrow night. We hope to see all of you tomorrow night. Now, real quick, before I let you go, suppose somebody's thinking, I don't know, man, I'd like to go, but, you know, Woonsocket, it's a drive. Convince them in 30 seconds that they should go.
In 30 seconds, okay. I'm going to bring a multitude of my favorite guitars out, and I'm going to do things that I never do on stage anymore. So if you haven't heard me in 20 years, I'm going to pull out some songs, some guitar tricks. I'm going to play all my favorite guitars, which I don't have room for at Chan's when I have my full band. So I got the stage to myself, and I think it's just going to be a wild night.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. All right, Duke Robillard, tomorrow night at Chan's. That's August 5th at 8 p.m. And Duke hopes to see you there. Thanks so much, Duke. It's great speaking with you.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.